Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22. And what a blessing it is to be with you on this wonderful Wednesday. I am delighted to be here to proclaim more of June's offering in celebration of Abba and in celebration of Fathers. And I'm elated to share this portion of the declaration, exhortation, and celebration of the Knights of Christ Men's Ministries, Paternal Orders. And I'm excited about this exhortation declaration entitled The Elders Report 2022. Yeah, and I'm really excited about what the Lord has opened up to me for you to for your edification, your exhortation, and building up your faith and strengthening your faith, because that's what it's all about, faith, faith, faith. And I'm excited to share this because this is now more than ever do we need the elders of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And I say that because before the throne are the 24 elders, and I'm going to get into a little bit later what that means and how that is a benefit and a blessing to us as saints and as the sheep of his pasture. And one of the things that I was reminded of, and I am blessed to understand in dwelling in the paradise of God, the kingdom of God, having my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, is that living in the kingdom and from the kingdom not only comes by adoption but sanctification. And one of the things that I was blessing the Lord for this exhortation is that the elders come to edify us and to bring us wisdom. That's where we get counsel. And so elders in the kingdom represents Father God's counsel, his what's in the mind of God, in the mind of Christ. And one of the things that I've always come to understood about elders is not only are they a blessing, but when they truly are elders by way of God's love and expressed by God's love and expressed by being in the will of God, we can then be blessed. And so one of the things that I've always been careful of is not getting caught up in things that are communal, because things that are based on community can be contaminated, can be controlled, and can be subject to error. So I always ask God and always decree and declare that my blessings come from the kingdom, because when it comes from the kingdom of God, as the word of God said, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And that's where I choose to get my blessings. And community is a blessing. But I've been called to a higher realm of receivership. And I receive everything from my receivership that comes down from God, from the kingdom. And that led me to the model prayer before I came on air this morning, the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So everything that we do and is represented in the earth realm comes from heaven. It's a replica, a representation of heaven. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the kingdom and of God that is now coming down from heaven as a bride adorned for a husband. I'm excited that kingdom is deposited in me and availed in me every day by way of the Holy Spirit, my gifts, my talents, by my fruit, and just simply by living in love. So I one of the things I want to do is give you the definition of elder. And one of the definitions of elders is that it represents one or more out of a group of associated people of a greater age. Hallelujah, of a greater age. And I love that because one of the things that I love about this offering is that it goes back to what the Word of God says in the Genesis scripture that I gave about John writing to the elders, writing to the fathers. He said, "Because you have known him from the beginning." And a father is just not about greater age. It's about wisdom and life lessons learned by what? Faith, walking with God, lessons of faith by having a relationship with Father God through Christ Jesus. And that greater age is not only given by wisdom, but in that wisdom comes the election, being chosen by God to speak the oracles of God in mysteries and in plain speech, so many will understand what God is saying to his church according to the Father's heart, which is by and in the love of Christ. Now, the thing that I really love about the elders, the 24 elders, is that their ascension and elevation was by God. The 24 elders that sit before the throne of God was given by God and God alone. And so I'm excited to share that and put you in remembrance of what the Word of God says. And that starts with Revelation, the fourth chapter, the first through the fifth verse. And I am reading from the Amplified version of the Word of God, which I love because it really expounds on what King James written and what God is saying in his word. And this was written by John, the apostle, who had the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this is what he said. "After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a sound of a war." trumpet speaking with me, which said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things. And at once, immediately, he says, I was in special communication with the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And I love that because it is opening, it speaks of seen in heaven. And so he was saying what he heard and what he saw was a door open, which is a divine utterance. And the first voice which he heard, he said it sounded like one trumpet speaking to him. And that was the voice of God speaking. And he gave him what? The invitation to what? Come up hither. And that's exactly what God is saying to you and I right now. This is his invitation as our elder brother, as the Holy Spirit, as the good shepherd to come up hither so he can show us things that must needs be. And we must remember that Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And he can show you himself what it is he has for your life. He himself can show you and tell you those things that you need to know. And so once the invitation was given, he said the door was open. He heard the voice. The invitation was given. What must take place after these things? And he said, immediately, I was in special communication. And I love that, with the Spirit. And that special communication is our heavenly language given to us by baptism. And because of that special communication with the Spirit, which each and every one of us has the privilege of receiving and experiencing by way of the deposit of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit in you, refreshed and renewed, flowing. Because that communication is before the throne in heaven with one seated. And that's God and Jesus being the mediator. So this is a very beautiful prophetic vision of what it's like to have communication with Father God. And again, John, who was the apostle, is the apostle. He had this experience, and he wrote it for our edification. Now, in verse 3, he goes and say, and he who sat there appeared like the crystalline sparkle of jasper stone and the fiery redness of sardis stone, and enriching the throne, there was a rainbow that looked like the color of an emerald. 24 other thrones surround the throne, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders dressed in white clothing with crowns of gold on their heads. The throne and on the heads, the throne and worshiping the Creator. From the throne came flashes of lightning and tumbling of sounds with pearls of thunder. Seven lamps were burning in front of the throne, which were the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. So that is really a blessing for us to understand that when we come before the throne and we seek the Lord, he has already given us access and utterance. And so our prayer is that the path of the bridegroom will be cleared, and there will be clearance. There will be no unforgiveness, no bitterness. There will be nothing, any open sins that will keep us from coming before the throne. Now, one of the things that I love about this declaration entitled The Elders' Report is that the elders obtained a good report by faith. Hallelujah. By faith. And I love Hebrews 11 chapter, the first through the third verse that proclaims this. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit was ministering to me about about the elders report was reminding me that this time that we're in, this disposition of grace, now more than ever, that we need the faith of God. Not just works, because you can
have works and do whole works as many people know it in tradition and in culture and society and being neighborly. But he said the thing that really is going to move not only circumstances and situations is that if it's done by faith, according to God's word, and that faith first has to operate through you, through your heart, and by the faith of Christ in Christ. And in all of that comes justice and judgment and righteousness and peace and healing. Hallelujah. Healing. Because at the end of the day, that needs to be manifested in our everyday life, right where we live. And so the elders obtained their report by faith. And that obtaining of a good report by faith was before God, because they were pleasing God. They were not just serving God in the letter or in the law or in a communal way. They were serving God in pleasing God, and they was doing that by his word, following his word, which is honoring God as a holy God, honoring God in their body, in their morals, in their values, in their finances. Now, this is what he says, and again, I'm reading from the Amplified. The triumph of faith, now faith, is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen. The conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact, which cannot be experienced by what? The physical senses. So whatever it is that you're believing God for, whatever that needs to be changed, is going to be changed by the assurance of the title deed and confirmation of your faith. And the King James Version says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is the conviction of your reality. And so that right there says many of you need a new reality. Reality you've been sold. The illusion you've been given. False promises that you've lived your life by, false convictions. You say it needs to change. Experienced by what? The physical senses. So that says we need to have, you need to develop or obtain a new faith. What is your faith in? What are you trusting in? And if it's in man, it's going to always fail. It's always going to disappoint you. Now he says, for by this kind of faith, a man, the man of old gained divine approval. For by this kind of faith, the faith in God, the faith in his word, these kind of men, which is the elders of old, gained divine approval by faith. That is what an inherited trust and enduring confidence in power, wisdom, and goodness of God. So they inherit with an inherited trust. That means it was already given to them. It was passed down to them. It was given to them by promise of enduring confidence in the power and wisdom and goodness of God. Those are the ingredients to see change, see your prayers answered, having confidence in God, having confidence in those men who are truly of God, who live their lives with wisdom and goodness in the goodness of God by their convictions. He goes on to say, we understand that the worlds, universe, ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for the intent purpose by the what? Word of God. By the word of God, not by the will of man. And so that which is seen was not made by the things which are visible. So that which is seen, that which is promised, that which is you're hoping for was seen was not made by things seen. Again, we didn't make ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. Nothing lives of itself. Nothing dies of itself. It was already here. God created all according to the new covenant and the New Testament in Christ Jesus. The elders, by overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, who kept the word of his patience. That's something that I said. But the scripture ended with, so that there were things by the things made by things which are visible. And I included according to their new covenant and the New Testament in Christ Jesus, obtained by the elders overcoming, not going along to get along, or handed down traditions of man, which is Jesus said, you make null and void the commandment of God by your tradition. So change does not come by the same old, it comes by newness. And that's why Jesus came, to give us a new covenant and by the way of a New Testament. And they did it by overcoming, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, who kept the word of his patience. Now, I was really excited to add Psalms 44, first through the third verse, because this is what David said, hallelujah, when he, in his Psalms, he says, we have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, and in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou did afflict the people and cast them out, how God fought on their behalf. This is David's testimony and his reciting to God what his fathers did. He said, we have heard with our ears, O God, and our fathers have told us what you did in the past, in days of old. And what God did before, he can do it again. But we have to be in covenant. Community have to be in covenant with God. And that starts with each and every household, individual, fathers, mothers. He goes on to say in verse 3, for they got not the land by possession by their sword. It didn't come by fighting, but snatching and taking. Neither did their own arm save them. It was by God's grace, God's mercy, by God's favor, by them believing God's word. He said, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast favor unto them. And that's that right there, because of God's favor to them, because God's favor upon our fathers, the kings and leaders, their covenant with him. He's going to do it. And that's why he said, by might, by not of power, by my spirit, says the Lord. He said, they didn't get the land because you were so good. You follow the laws of the land. You got it because of my favor and because I swore to your fathers. Now, of course, that's something we have to do, and instruction he has to give us to do that, of course. But ultimately, David was saying, is because I obeyed God and his word, that's how I got victory. Because of his countenance, because of God's right hand. Now, I'm going to go right into the 24 elders. And the thing that I love about the 24 elders is because they are alive even now, even in our in my life, in your life, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, and you have that communication again with the Father, because the elders who have ascended before the throne are there to give us counsel. And I receive that counsel every time I go in intercession. Before I go before the throne, he takes me to the Holies of Holies. I go beyond the veil. I'm ushered in that place. I'm given access to that place. I get counsel. I get covenant. And these elders are those who have gone before us. It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be your grandmother. That's before the throne. That he's given authority to sit upon the throne. Again, any ascension, any seat that we have is given by God, God alone. And they have given their, they were given their gold crowns and white apparel, who now releases his counsel, comfort to the bride of Christ, his chosen remnant, by the administration of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, that now dwells in you and I. By what? Wisdom. And this is for my benefit and my reward. So this is important to understand that having wisdom, you don't have to be aged or saved, because wisdom comes from God. And that's why the Word of God talks about not being wise in your own consent, and being having that sensual wisdom, or being sensual, and which is devilish. We want true wisdom that speaks and declares God's righteousness and God's holiness. Now, this wisdom that is for my benefit and for your benefit and for our reward comes by us having a ear to ear. Having an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to his beloved, what he's speaking to you. Because, again, everything's by communication. And we hear by our heart. We hear by our heart. Now, Revelation, the second chapter, the seventh verse says, "He who has an ear, let him hear and heed." So it's not just hear, you need to take heed. He said not the hearer just before God, but the doer. You hearing God is one thing, but doing what he says is another, and which is another problem. He said, "These people honor me with their mouths, but their heart is far from me. These people say, but do not." And that's the problem. That's the contradiction. That's the hypocrisy, saying and doing not. And a lot of that is because of strongholds and generational curses and stuff like that. And you can hear and not take heed. And a lot of people want to hear, but they can't break through because of a lot of things that's blocking that. So you have to get before God and see what it is that's causing you not to be able to take heed to what the Spirit is saying to you. Now, he goes on to say, "To him who overcomes," again, this is how we obtain our crown. This is how we attain our seating, overcoming. "He that overcomes the world, through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant the privilege to eat the fruit from the tree, which is in the midst of paradise." That's the benefit. Overcoming the world. That's what's in the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. What's in the world? The god of this world, fallen angels, children of disobedience, angel light, dawn star. So what you want is to benefit from hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church. And may I add, in order to hear, you have to be mature. Not just having an ear to hear, but that ear has to be mature. And that's why Jesus talked about dullness of hearing. What's caused you not to hear from God? Sin, unforgiveness, bitterness, false doctrine, false teaching. Now, Revelation 2 and 17, the same chapter, he says, "He who has an ear, let him hear and take heed with the Spirit is saying to the churches." And if you notice this, John repeats the same thing. He keeps saying he that had an ear, because he's restating that because he wants you to get it. He wants it to register in your spirit, register in your soul. So he says again in the 17th chapter, in the same 17th verse, in the same chapter, "Let him hear and take heed what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To him who," what? "Overcometh the world through believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to him will I give the privilege of eating some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name engraved on the stone, which no one knows except the one who receives it. So we see two benefits and two rewards. Eating from the tree, given the privilege to eat from the tree. Eat the fruit from the tree of life in paradise. And then we see the privilege and the blessing and the reward. It's a hidden manna. And our name engraved on a white stone. That means our names will never be blotted out. That's a remembrance. That's memorial. Memorial he will have for us in heaven. Engraved on stone, which no one knows but him that receive it. So I wanted to share those two scriptures with you because there's a blessing and the benefit and the reward of you having ear to hear. So don't ever let your living be in vain and just be religious and be spiritual, but you're not getting the blessing of it from the source who's providing it. And I truly believe that. I live my life by that. I need to see some tangible stuff. I need to feel it. I need to see it. Yeah, and that's why, the reason why I chose to serve God, because I'm like, okay, I'm one who has to see and feel. I need some tangible. Now, in the close of this word, I included my desire, my prayer, that whatever you seek within the kingdom of Christ, it will be a blessing and a service for God, for Father God's glory, according to His will, and according to a blessing to all who believe and receive your witness. So my prayer and my release to you is that anything that you do in God's glory, for His glory, will be according to His will, according to your witness, according to your stewardship, your commission, according to the reign of Christ in your heart. And for that, I gave you John, the 12th chapter, the 35th through the 43rd verse, which basically Jesus talks about being the light of the world. He talks about the miracles and the signs attesting to your faith. And he talks about and speaks to those and put this remembrance of what Isaiah said. And that is, who had believed our report? Who had believed our message? And to whom the Lord is revealed? So that's important, that whenever you speak and you declare God's word by being a witness, that it be believed. And Jesus was reminding those of what Elias had said, because although he did many miracles, their eyes were still blinded, their heart was still hardened. And again, Jesus didn't come to do away with the Old Testament, he came to fulfill it. And that's why he spoke about Isaiah, who had believed my report, and to whom the honor of the Lord is revealed. And although he was with them, they still did not believe. He said, nevertheless, even as many of the leading men believed in him as Savior and Messiah, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess it, for fear that if they acknowledged him openly, they would be put out of the synagogue and excommunicated. For they love the approval of men more than the approval of God. So many people that that would believe won't, because they are people pleasers. And so that's why our faith has to be, and our communication has to be for God and God alone. Now, I also included 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, the 19 through the 12 verse. And this was Solomon declaring to God, where he says, "Now, O Lord God, let thy promises unto David my father be established." Hallelujah. He was now beseeching God about the promise of God that was left to him by his father David. He said, "Let them be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude." He said, "Give me now wisdom, knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this people that is so great?" So David knew the ultimate responsibility that he had, the great responsibility he had. And he didn't ask for riches and honor. He asked for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how he may serve the people that he was given reign over, given responsibility over. And that's always my prayer. Anything that God gives me that's meant to serve everyone, anyone, is to govern with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And God said, he responded to Solomon, "Because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but thou hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king." So this is the thing that I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast, that you want to have God's heart. You want to have leaders that make sure the leaders or anyone that you are gleaming from and receiving from have the heart of God. You have the heart of God in anything that you do. Because not only do we want the crown, we want the blessing and the favor of the purpose and intent of why we're doing what we're doing. And at least that's what I do. Make sure that my intentions and my motives is right in anything that I do. Now, I also want to include Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the first through the 8th verse. And again, this is from the Amplified. And this is the song of Moses. Hallelujah. And I love this because the song of Moses was what he was saying and declaring to God and saying what? "Listen. Listen, O heavens. And I will speak." So God says, my ears are not heavy that I can't hear. Two of I can't hear. He said, "But your sins have separated you from me." And Moses in his songs was saying and declaring, "Oh heavens, I will speak and let the earth hear my words out of my mouth. Let my teachings drop as rain, my speech distill as dew, as the light rain upon the tender grass, and as the spring showers upon the earth. For I proclaim thy name." He goes on to talk about how he ascribes to the Lord's greatness, his honor to God, who is his rock, and how perfect is his work. "For all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness, without iniquity, without injustice. Just and upright is he." Just and upright is he. He said, "They," meaning Israel, his true church, "have acted corruptly toward him. They are not his children because of their immoral defect, but are a perverse and crooked generation." He said, "Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he your father who has required you as his own?" That means adopted you. "He has made you and established you as a nation." He goes on to say, remember, after all this stuff that they did and falling short and being in their folly, he was saying, God still loves you. And he says, "Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, ask your fathers, and he will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you." So it's so important to have true fathers and true mothers in the faith and have the elders, true elders, in your life, in your family, in your community, so they can remind you of what God said. And that remembrance is what his word says. Which is what he says in verse 8, "When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the sons of Israel. That means God has already knows your inheritance. He already, anything he has for you, he's already proclaimed it. It's already in the storehouse. It's just ready to be released. And everything that God has for you, has for me and you, is according to our inheritance. And that's regardless of what nation you are, what heritage you are. We just need to be, what, aligned and ready to receive in faith, by faith. Hallelujah. So I'm really excited about this word and all the other things that the Lord is going to be opening up to me for you for what has opened up for me for you for the remaining of this offering. And I'm excited about your faith. I'm excited about the sages and the elders and those who God has put in your life and those who God wants to send in your life to help you understand the way of the Lord, understand the way of holiness, which comes by our elder brother, Jesus Christ, which comes by the Holy Spirit, which comes by the word of the Lord. So I really encourage you to seek the Lord with your whole heart, and he will be found of you. He really will. And I thank God for all the angelic assistants that we have, the 24 elders. I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, the Godhead bodily, everything. He's already given us everything that we need to help us walk in his ways and walk in fulfillment of his will and our heart's desires. Our heart's desires. So with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. God bless you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your afternoon. And I certainly will be back to share more with you from June's offering and celebration of Fathers and Alaba. Until that time, peace, blessings, and much love. And I will speak with you soon. Love you and love always.